Okay. So, wanted to learn today with you a piece about Tazria Metzora. It's really, really fantastic, fantastic Torah. Especially the, you should know that the more obscure parshios in the Torah, the ones that we understand the least, the truth is that they hold some of the greatest secrets for us in understanding ourselves and understanding our worlds. And we just have to learn to try to contact them. Okay. So can you see on your screens? You can see the text. Can you see me over here? I'm assuming you can see it, but just making sure. Okay, so I was back and forth about which piece to teach or to learn with you today. Decided, I think we're going to go with the Shtickle on Kedoshim. I mean, on Metzora. Where is it? What's here? Well, okay, here we go. So, so these parshios of Tazria Metzora, these parshios of the Negoim, are parshios that for us are a bit shrouded in mystery. We don't exactly know entirely what it's talking about. It gets a little technical. It gets complicated. But the truth is that we can find such unbelievable chizuk in understanding these parshios, but most definitely and specifically because we understand the notion of being shut in, of being closed in, and having a disease. I mean, we all can identify with that right now. To begin with, we can understand that. So that it's already speaking to us in the strongest way, which in previous years we might not have. But the Nosdesha explains as follows. He says, "Ziz b'midrash." The midrash says, "Zos tia Torah s'metzora amotzi shemra." What's the Torah of the Metzora? So it's very, very important to always learning the Yishbitz Sfarim. I don't know Sfarim in general, but definitely the Rishonim as well. That you can be medayik with the Diburei Hamaschil, the first words of each piece. Oftentimes, that's the point which the Sefer is coming to comment on. All of those words. They didn't just say, okay, these are the words these are the words I'm commenting on, Bilfin Klali. But Bilfin Prati, each one of these words are important as the title. And as a result, it's very, very important that we pay attention to the words of the words that we start with. This is the Torah of the Metzora. What's the Torah? What's the teaching of the Metzora when he comes to be cured of his affliction? V'huval ha-kohen. He's going to be brought to the Kohen. So the Midrash says, what's the Torah of the Motzi Shem Ra? Metzora, you wonder, how did they come up with the notion of Tzaras and Lashon Hara? There are a bunch of different ways that is linked. The Midrashim point to several psukim where we see people are stricken with Tzaras. Miriam HaNeviya says something about Moshe Benu. Miriam HaNeviya says something about Moshe Benu. We see she's stricken with Tzaras. Could be Moshe Benu says something that Bnei Yisrael are going to listen to him. So that's what the entire siman of the Tzaras is. As well, we see that Mitzara, somebody who's stricken with Tzaras, is what's it called? It is compared to the word Motzi Shem Ra, right? Motzi Shem Ra or Motzi Ra, finding bad, finding evil. Motzi Shem Ra. Motzi Shem Ra is Metzora. The Midrash makes this connection and says that this is the Torah of the Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra is a type, is a variety of Lashon Hara. The Isa, Sas Hena Sone Hashem, Vashviz Kashi Mikulam. So the Midrash continues and he talks about all these different afflictions that are present, how a person who has Motzi Ra, a person can do evil with different parts of their body, and says the worst is the Baal Lashon Hara. The Shviz Kash Mikulam Dehi Lashon Hara. Midaktik HaMidrash Shemidaber Baal Lashon Hara Dechsiv Metzora Loksiv Torah HaTzarua K'mo Shekasov Ad Kan Mikan Midaber Baal Lashon Hara Shehu Kash Mikulam. Says that it's worse than all of them. And just as the Metzora, not the Torah, the Metzora. Yesh Ladachtik. So therefore we have to read carefully. Lama Ksiva Huva Al Kohen. Why is he brought to the Kohen? Har Ksiva Yitzah Kohen Mechutz L'Machan. The Kohen goes out of the Machan, out of the camp to come see him. Somebody who has Tzaras, like we said, is shut in. And he's shut in outside of the camp. Again, we don't know anybody who has that feeling of being shut in their house. V'od Mehechan Hari Asel Knos. And we know there's Asel for him to go in. Yitzah Ben Midrash. He's forced into going to see the Kohen. Why does he have to go? So he says, listen, why is it that this is so hard? Why is it that this guy has to force himself to go to the Kohen? Why is it that the nature of the Lashon Hara is so bad? Why is it that this entire parsha comes all together, the way out of the Metzora, which has to do with Lashon Hara, why are they all connected? So he says, Acha inyan hu kach, this is the end, and this is, I'm going to give you the keys. Ki isa b'medrash parsha tzav, ayomer Rav Simon, yeshem shekorbanis mechaprim al mechaprim, kach bigdei kuhuna mechaprim. The same way that korbanis are mechaprim, so too, the Big Day Kahuna of Mechaper. Each one of the Big Day Kahuna have an effect of amelioration between the Jewish people and Avinu Sheva Shemaim. It's not just the Korbanos, but even what the Kohen wears. V'chashiv Sham, Shehem Mechaperim al Avodazar Gilarayas, Ko Echad Alma Mechaperim. And each one of them are Mechaper on a different Averim, even unspeakable Averims. Umi'il and the cloak, Rav Simon b'shem Rav Nasan, the Shnei Devarim, and Lahem Kapar. Right? There are two things that don't have Kapar. V'atahor Nasan Kapar. That what happens is that there are two things that don't seem to have Kapar. One of them is Lashon Hara, but at the same time, it says what happens is that the bells of the Me'il, they bring Kapar. V'atahor Nasan lo Kapar b'zageh ha-Me'il. V'nishma kolo. Yavo kol v'yachaper al kol. So what happens? We know that there are bells at the bottom of the me'il. Everywhere the Kohen walks, you hear the jingly bells. It's wild. I don't know if anybody heard the so there was a sound file came out a couple of years ago of it seems like one of the, if not the bell of the me'il, like a bell of the me'il. If not the self same part of the meal, but definitely something which was like the bell of the meal. It looked very, very, very close to it. Then they found in an archaeological dig, and you heard a little. They played it on a sound file of what it sounded like. So the idea is that the meal is supposed to be a noisy item, and the Midrash says that you should hear the coal, and the coal of the meal is mechaper on the call of Lashon Hara. Secondly, Bahorig Nefesh Bishgaga Nasan La Torah Kapara Mises Kohen Gadol. And also, there's no kapara for somebody who kills Bishogeg until the Kohen Gadol dies. So here we have two parts, two things that don't have a kapara, except for that they depend upon the Kohen for the kapara. Vishla Daktik Nema Lo Nitan La Lem Kapara. Why don't they have kapara? Avodah Zarah Gilurayas Nitan Kapara. There's kapara for this. Lashon Hara, v'hog nefesh b'shgaga, lo nitein kapara. Mipnei ma hechmiru be'el yoser. Why is it that the Torah was so machmir about this? V'gam ma lashon midrash ein lahem kapara. That doesn't mean they ein lahem kapara. V'nasan lahem kapara. What does it mean? They have no kapara, but Hashem gave them kapara. Im nas naima kadosh baruch hu kapara, har yesh lam kapara. If you're telling me that there is no kapara, so then why are you saying that Hashem gave them kapara? Either it is or it isn't. Now you've come up with a third category. Im nas naima kadosh baruch hu kapara, har yesh lam kapara, k'mo shar asher shenechshav sheyesh lam kapara. So what's this entire piece? You're telling me that there's no kapara, but Hashem gives kapara? So either there is or there isn't. Acha inyan ho. This is the inyan. Ki shtaim davarim ela chamur biyosa. These two matters are so incredibly, incredibly serious. Ki lashon hara asa perud ben shem yudke mu ben vavke. Lashon hara separates between the yudke of Hashem's name and the vavke of Hashem's name. Ki lashon hara because Lashon Hara separates between us, which is the Vavke, with Hashem, who is the Yudke. He creates a separation between heaven and earth. He created a separation between Israel and their father in heaven. And when you do that, you create a distance between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu and between us and Hashem's name. If you remember, before Yantif, when we spoke about it before, we talk about names of Hashem. Names of Hashem are significant because that means how Hashem appears to us, how Hashem is interacting with us, what it means that Hashem has an interaction with us. This interaction is very, very important. And then making us separating those letters is a very, very serious thing. And a person who murders, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes man in the image of God, right? If they are Betzelem Elokim, if that's the case, so the less Tzelem Elokim that there is in the world, there's a vacuum of Kedusha. You destroy the Dmus. You destroy the Tzelem Elokim in the world. Person who murders destroys Hashem's image in the world. The same way of erasing Hashem. Hashem's presence in the world isn't there anymore because you removed it. So that this is why murder is such a big deal. There is no way that for the person themselves to achieve kapar. You hear that? You hear the dick? That's a fantastic deal. The person themselves has no kapara. They have no way to reach the kapara. The kapara is not, most of the time, came out all the time, everything depends on you. It's your job to do tshuva. It's your job to fix all of these things. And usually that's enough. You know, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva talks about what's required for each different avera for there to be tshuva, and the resultant kapara. Translation of kapara is either atonement or amelioration. That the bond which was present that had been broken is now restored. Soloveitchik gave a tshuva drasha. It's printed in Allah Tshuva, or on repentance, as the book is called in English, called Tshuva and Kapara. Very much along these lines, where he discusses these categories of what they all mean. Hainu ki kol haver shabatora yesh bem chiyuv misa okares. Any vera that has a chiyuv to Beis Din should kill the person, or that their soul be cut off from the Jewish people. Rachman al etzlan im asa b'shogeb chayev chatas o'asham. And if a person did it not on purpose, they are chayev to bring a chatas or an asham offering. But somebody who is a murderer b'shogeg, right? The Masechet Makos, right? Tzvi Masechet Makos. Masechet Makos is all about this. Masechet Makos is all about this. He doesn't bring a korban. Michlal she'ein lo mitzad atzmo shum kapara. There's nothing else he can do. He has no kapara. There's no korban that he can bring. There's no korban. We misunderstand what korban means, but the entire experience of the korban, it affects kapara in many, many different dimensions. It's not just like I have to bring a behemoth to the Beis HaMikdash and then everything's okay. There is a huge amount of avodah of a person's spiritual work that has to go on in the bringing of the korban. And then there's an unbelievable amount of relief. Rav Kook discusses in the Oros HaTshuva, the Rambam also discusses that in the Hilchos Tshuva, where he talks about before he was nivze, he was disgraced, and he was low, and he was far, and now he's come clear. And Rav Kook talks about how the person who bears the burden of ashama, of guilt, of unatoned avera, the person walks around, and with the unbelievable power of tshuva, it says that person feels free. Person feels not pursued anymore. Not Rav Kook details a stark picture of anxiety, the specter of the avera that follows him, as it were. And then after tshuva, the person becomes free. He quotes a pasuk from David HaMelech where he says, "Baruchi nafshi es Hashem, harofe kol tachluyayfi, mischadesh kaneshter neuraychi," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu restores your soul, he heals all of your wounds. He says he causes your youth to return like a bird, like an eagle spreading its wings over and flying off. Beautiful imagery. And it's a fantastic image then as well that the horeg b'shogeg is on the run with no place to go. If you ever thought about what that meant, you might have learned Maseches Makos, the guy's on the run as the mishpacha, as the goyel hadam is after him, and all the different halachas involved, but he's on the run, he has no place else to go. And we know that the Yer HaMiklat is only collate, only takes him in when he realizes, has the understanding that he has no place else to go. And so Sfas says that this is the union of Elul also. It says that it brings from the Arizal a remez that Elul is Rosh HaTevos HaElokim Ina Liyado Aleph Lamed V'samti Lecha. And the end of the pasuk is Makom LaNeshama, that I made a place for you to escape to run away. That Elul also is when a person realizes that they don't have any other place to be. That's how Elul accepts a person. Elul is an Ir HaMiklat, the place where a person feels I have no place else to go. So the Horeg B'Shogeg is on the run. He's no place else to go, and that it's even out of his hands even to affect Kapara. He has no place. You understand how scary such a possibility is. Michlal she'en lo mitzad atzmo shum kapara. He has no kapara. He doesn't even have a korban. Do you hear how like desperate the guy is? Nimsha she'en lo Yeshua mitzad atzmo. He has no Yeshua. He has no salvation. There's no way out. Sorry, I jumped down a line. Lachen, v'chein lashon hara, and said the Baal lashon hara as well. V'alsapam yateh, and their mouth should be covered over. Mechlal she'en lo tefila nishmas, that they say, the Midrash says that the Minotaur can't daven. He's alone. He's alone. He doesn't even have God to talk to. The tzad of the horeg b'shogeg doesn't have a way to turn to God. He doesn't have a place. He doesn't have a korban. And the Baal Lashon Hara doesn't have God either. He's cast out. He's outside of the camp. The davening is not heard. Nimsa she'en lo yeshua mitzad atzmo. He doesn't have it from himself. Rak tami tami yikare. He just calls. I'm tami. So why? So she'rabim yivakshu alav rachmim. So that everybody should daven for him. Perish v'nasan lahem akash baruch hu kapara she'a kohen yachul la'azor oso. Right? La'azor oso lashon hara bezagi hamiyo. That the jingling of the bells of the Mi'il is what's mechaper for him. His kapar is over there. He needs the Kohen. Lachain kan ksiva Torah ha-Metzora. Therefore, it says over here, this is the Torah of the Metzora. Isim Midrash ze motzi shemra. The one who is a motzi shemra. Shehu lashon hara. The person who finds, who lets out bad names from himself. Lachain ein mitzar atzmo shum tikun rak v'huv el kohen. Going back to the Dibur HaMaskel of the piece. What's the Torah? What's the Torah Semitzorah? When he becomes, is that he needs to be brought to the Kohen. The Kohen is the one who can do it. Rak hu, ein lo shum tikun rak v'huv el kohen hakohen yazor oso. Only the Kohen can help him. Lachen ksiva tziva kohen v'lakach shtei tzipurim. And therefore, the kohen is the one who tells him, you take two birds. Lo haya lo lechtov rak v'lakach. You should be given an extra and an instruction. What does it have to say that the kohen is the one who tells him this? K'moshe d'chsev v'yoledes v'lakach. Previously, in the parsha where we're told how a yoledes is metayer herself, it just says that she should take it. Why is the instructions of that the entire process of tara for the metzora is that the kohen shall instruct him to take two birds. V'chein v'tziva hakohen v'shachet, and then the kohen commands him and shechts the bird la'aros shakol taloi biyad kohen. Everything depends on the kohen. Shu yazor oso. The Kohen is the one who's helping him. V'atar shal tzipurim rak mitzad kohen. And how the tara that comes from these birds is only from the side of the Kohanim. Ad yom hashmish and maybe korban osav hischel yeshua mitzad atzmo. It only happens then on the eighth day once the process is started. That's when he can bring the korban. V'chen hamarlo la'adam sheyesh lo chesronos she'en yachol l'takna v'atzmo. Rak lelech letzadek shebedurash nikra kohen uhu yazor lo v'day lohavet. And then he adds, so what happens is sometimes a person sees problems that they can't even figure out how to fix themselves. Whereas the Gemara Brachos writes, ein chavush matir es atzmo bebeis asurim, that the prisoner cannot set himself free. You have to go to the kohen, you go to the tzadikim, tzadik hador. You go to go get an Eitzah. How? What should I do? How should I do it? You go. You speak to the big people, and that's the only way out. The person that we mentioned yesterday, along the lines of the same piece, much like it says in the little book, right? Alcoholics Anonymous, where he said that the person finds themselves that their lives are imaginable, that their lives are unmanageable, and they're out of control. A person in Lo Aleinu who finds himself in such a situation, they have no idea what to do. A person goes to the spiritual doctor, to be cured. The tikkun for the neshama. May we merit to be able to figure out to answer all the big questions of life, to find the cures, to find the cure for the soul. Shukriya for coming. Any questions?
Thanks so much, Ravi.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining. Thanks for joining. I see you, me, and Svi. We had more before, right?
Alicia Grunberg from Camp Hask.
You had what?
We had Alicia Grunberg from Camp Hask.
How long did he stay?
For like a nice 20, 30 minutes, the first while.
Nice. And I saw Sarah Levinson. I don't know who she is, but
there are like a bunch of people I've never seen on it before, and one or two guys from Shalv. I put the chat on the Shalv M link. Lincoln nice. Sullivan sent. One guy popped in for like a minute, but most people are still in classes in NYU.
Nice.
But something, he took a screenshot of like